You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, I think it was my mom who taught me when I was quite young. She's like, son, don't ever go into a woman's purse.
You never know what you're going to find in there.
She's like, you ask. And then she says, do not ever put your hand in there. Don't look in there. Stay out of there. Now, maybe that's an old-fashioned thing.
I think that's still a thing, man.
Stuck with me my whole life. I mean, I am now, even if I'm somewhere with Gretchen and she says, can you get such and such out of my... I will go get her purse and I'll take it to her.
You could cut yourself. It could be full of knives or something.
I don't want to even look in there.
I always enjoy watching Nicole switch purses for like a Saturday night out or something. And it's always, you know, she walks over to the bed and turns her current purse upside down for like 15 minutes and just continues to shake everything out of it. I'm like, how are you fitting that all in there? I got into it the other day to get some chapstick, and there was like a screwdriver in there and socks, like three pairs of socks. I'm like, why are you walking around with socks?
Hers or your kid's socks?
No, her socks.
Her socks.
Yeah. She's like, well, in a pinch, I might need new socks.
So we're putting the call out. We want every woman to call and tell us the weirdest thing that is currently, like right now, in that purse. Kathy, what do you got in there?
Well, my family makes fun of me, saying I'm kind of a cheapskate because I have a little small bottle of amaretto liqueur. So when I go out to restaurants, I can make my own Italian margarita because they charge too much for them.
Oh, I like that. That's brilliant.
I get a plain one, and then I reach in.
Add a little something, something. And then you always have that on you, Kathy, for in a pinch or whatever, too, you know? You need
That's
to slam
true.
It.
I've got to make sure I have it in the baggie or it will leak, though. So.
You're not drinking it fast
but
enough.
Yes, that's, no, I guess not.
Kathy, happy Mother's Day to you. Have a great weekend.
Bye, Kathy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Sarah, what do you got in there?
Good morning. I have a rock.
How big of a rock?
It's small. It's just like almost, I don't know, maybe a quarter size. It was given to me by my daughter when she was 4, and she is now 16. So it gets transferred from every purse I buy, and it's my lucky rock.
I love that.
I can't knock you because when Nicole and I first started dating, we went on a little hike, and when we got back to the car, I had a rock stuck in the bottom of my boot, and I pulled it out, and I gave it to her, and she has kept that in her purse ever since we started dating as a little, like, love memento.
Wait a minute.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's cute.
You know what I'm talking about.
It's cute. Uh-oh. Dom has an issue, Sarah. Hold on.
Wait.
Hold on a minute. What's your problem?
Here's Sarah with a sweet 4-year-old who picks up a rock, says, Mommy, I want to give this to you. And Jeremy takes a foot juice covered.
No, it was in my boot, not in my boot.
Stinky.
Stuck to the bottom of my boot, like in the tread.
Oh, you mean like where all the dog poop and everything
is? There was no dog poop on it. Why are you trying to squish my love?
Sarah, have a great weekend.
I'm sure he wiped it off. Have a great weekend, boys.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Why you gotta be like that? Why you gotta try to bring me down?
All I'm doing is vocalizing what thousands of listeners are saying.
No, thousands of listeners.
You pulled a stinky rock out of your shoe.
They were all going, oh my God, that's cute. She has it like 15 years later. Oh my God. I wish I could be with him. That's exactly what they're saying.
I don't think so. Hey, Rana.
Hey, Rana.
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning.
See what you have that Dom can make fun of.
Only your stuff, Jeremy.
What do you have?
Well, I wish I had what Kathy had, but I don't. But I have chicken nuggets.
Whoa! It's all right with us.
Right now, currently, you have chicken nuggets in your purse?
Yeah, and they're from Chick-fil-A, so they're really good.
Oh, yes.
I hope you got them today.
We could hang out.
No, I got them yesterday, but they were in the fridge, and I wanted to bring them to lunch or to work for lunch.
Okay, so
fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, so usually I'm so organized, and everything has its place, but this morning I was like, I'm just going to put them in my purse. That's weird.
Great. That's so good.
She got nuggets in her purse. Go have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Hey, Lauren, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Craziest thing in your purse right now?
Well, there is a lot of things, and I recently won a contest where we went through our purse and tallied up all the weird things, and the one thing that I had that nobody else had is a sewing kit.
Oh, so like thread, needle?
Yeah, buttons, all of it.
Buttons.
In buttons.
Entire sewing machine in there.
Wow. Good day, maybe.
All right, well, Betsy Ross, happy Mother's Day to you, okay?
Thanks.
Bye. Thank you for being on the show. Here's Melody. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
This is kind of, I guess you could say in a sneaky way, Jeremy and I are going through the purses of the women who listen to this show. Since we can't do it physically.
We're nosy.
You tell us, what's the weirdest thing you got in there?
Well, I told Jeremy that I have two weird things in my purse right now. One is a dog dish.
Yeah.
And the other is a knee brace, and it's a customized knee brace, so it's a gigantic knee brace.
What'd you do to your knee?
I tore the meniscus and
did some damage to it.
Probably chasing after a dog.
Darn it. But you got that dog dish in there.
I had the dog for only like 6 weeks, so that's why I have a dog dish in my purse. Oh.
Well, you're doing it wrong. You're supposed to leave that at home with the dog.
Yeah. The dog is running around the house right now going, where's the food?
I am so thirsty.
No, she's with me, actually.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, we're just trying to.
We're just goofing.
We're just having some fun.
All right. Ice that leg.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
I like the idea of the dog searching everywhere.
It's like, where's that damn dish?
June, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Howdy.
What's in there?
I've got a water bottle of apple cider vinegar, chia seed, and lemon juice.
Are you doing a cleanse?
Apple cider vinegar.
Lemon juice. And what was the other thing?
And chia seeds.
Feces?
Feces. Your phone is cutting out. It's like muffly.
I'm so sorry. But yes, it's weird, but I Uber all morning, and it keeps me, you know.
Regular?
There you go.
Stinky? Well, bottoms up. Enjoy.
In more ways than one. June, have a great weekend.
You do the same.
Bye, June. This Uber smells funny.
We only got time for two more. We'll talk to Melanie and Mary. Mary and then Melanie.
All right, Mary.
Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
So what's in there?
It's not too weird, but it's a small tape measure.
What?
With my initial on it. It's very fancy. It's a girly tape
a
measure.
A little tape measure.
Yeah.
Tom used to carry one of those around in his pocket. Yeah. For dates.
The girly one.
Did it have a J on it?
I don't get that.
I'll explain it.
No, it's the J.
Oh, the J.
Oh,
okay.
J.
Well, I'll still explain the other one to you, too.
What's the last thing you measured, Mary?
I was measuring at Home Goods, tables and benches.
Tables and benches.
Yeah.
I will not lie. I have been to stores like that or furniture stores and wished that I had brought a tape.
Yeah, that is pretty smart.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, people kind of look at you crazy, but, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, well, who cares?
Forget them. Mary, have a great weekend.
Hey, you too.
Bye.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day. Time for one more. It's Melanie. Good morning, Melanie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
What do you got in there?
I cued my daughter's belly button from when it fell off and when she was a baby.
Oh, my God.
Now. But let me tell you. So my husband thinks it's disgusting that I kept it at the house. And so he always says if he finds it, he'll throw it away. But he'll never go through my purse. So I just keep it in there.
There you go. How old is your daughter now?
13.
Yeah. So for 13 years, you've had this
little umbilical cord piece, basically.
Gnarled piece of rawhide.
Do you rub it for good luck or anything?
Probably for the past year. I've been hiding it in various places that he finds it really clean.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's safe in the purse.
I think that's
a perfect spot for it.
That's a great way to end this on a belly button. So you have a great and happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on the show.
Yeah.
Remember when my belly button fell off a few years ago?
It was stinky, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was really stinky. That was fun.
That was